This is Katusha for Fred Film Radio. We are in Manchester today with Dr. Kieran Donaghy from Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, where he teaches English as a second language. And he has focused his career in creating resources for the use of film in the classroom. He is the author of many publications. The latest one is Film in Action. So good morning, Kieran. Thank you for being with us. Could you please introduce us the main subject of your talk? Thank you.
Thank you, Katusha. My talk was titled Teaching English Through Film in a World of Screens. And the idea was to give an overview of film in language learning. Before that, I looked at the role of film in society and education, and particularly in language learning, and then looked at where we are with films in language education. We looked at the advantages and disadvantages of using feature-length films and probably came to the conclusion that feature-length films generally were better used outside the classroom, perhaps in film clubs, or getting students to watch them at home, giving them film guides where they study the lexis of the film, but also cultural, intercultural elements and visual elements, and then come to the class and watch clips from the film and then work in different generic activities to work on that. Then I focused on the area which I think is most useful is using short films in language education, because you've got a whole narrative, they're very short, they can be watched several times in the classroom. And the advantage of having a whole narrative that can be exploited, which is contextualized rather than watching a clip which is decontextualized. And you've got the sort of wow factor, because students very often haven't seen these short films and they're quite dramatic and they have a twist at the end. So we looked at different activities for using with short films, particularly silent films or quasi-silent films, where the students provide the language and we don't have to worry about comprehension. We looked at where I think very much we're going now is student-generated media, where the students are creating their own films inside and outside the classroom, very much taking what they're doing outside the classroom in their everyday lives, creating a lot of media, creating videos, creating films, and bringing that into the classroom. And then we looked at some resource sites for teachers and for students, where the teachers have got free resources like lesson plans, and then there's other resources online where the students can improve their speaking, their listening, through sites like English Central, Clipflare, where they can improve their speaking and pronunciation through film and video. So that was the session, really.
And you mentioned a very nice result with the usage of films with your older students. Can you tell something about that?
In my context, I teach mainly older learners, and what I find is the area they find most difficult is comprehension, is oral comprehension. The reason being because most of them are between 60 and 85. Their listening is actually not good. There's hearing loss. This disadvantage is increased by the fact that they haven't really watched films or television series in English, because, again, in my context in Spain and Catalonia, all of the television series and films have been dubbed into Catalan or Spanish, so they're used to watching dubbed versions, so they're not used to watching English. So this is a problem when they come to watch films in English. They've got the double disadvantage of a loss of hearing and not being used to listening to a lot of English, which is different from the younger learners. A lot of the younger learners are watching films and TV series in the original version in English with subtitles in English or Spanish. So with film, I tend to get the students to watch the films outside the classroom. I give them the guides, which I mentioned before, so they've studied all the vocabulary, the expressions. They watch the film. The advantage is they can watch the film again and again. They can pause it. And so with their needs, if they're struggling with a word, they can watch that scene again and again, or they can look up the word in the dictionary if they're not sure. So they can do that in their own time, then come back to class, and as I mentioned before, watching the clips in class. What I tend to do more in class is to show short film, which are silent or quasi-silent, so we don't have that problem of the comprehension, because their anxiety goes up a lot if they think they're going to be watching a film with a lot of dialogue which they're not going to understand. So I tend to use, as I said, silent films or quasi-silent films, where they're focusing more on the visual elements and the narrative of the film, and they're getting more out of that, and so they're not getting frustrated or anxious about not understanding the dialogue, because there isn't so much dialogue. They're understanding the story through the visual elements.
Okay, what's the first word coming to your mind when you think about education?
I suppose inspiring. I suppose hopefully that it's that the teacher can inspire the students, then that the students are inspired to learn. So that's probably the that's the first word that came to mind.
Thank you very much. We have been talking with Dr. Kieran Donaghy at Flame Conference in Manchester. This is Katusha for Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.